Security will be tight today in Midtown Manhattan for the start of the World Economic Forum. For three decades, the annual gathering of corporate and government leaders was held in the resort town of Davos, Switzerland. But after the September terror attacks, organizers moved the four-day event to Manhattan in a show of support. Demonstrators will be there, too, protesting what they see as an elitist forum which favors big business over workers and the environment. From New York, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The Swiss organizers of the World Economic Forum hope relocating to New York will give a boost to the injured city and its badly shaken economy. The forum's Charles McLean says it sends a message that New York is back in business.
We thought, okay, we're going to take a risk here, and after 31 years in the Alps, we're going to have our annual meeting in New York. Number one, a chance to show solidarity. Number two, an opportunity to underscore the relevance of the program that we're going to be offering to the new post-9/11 world.
That program now includes sessions on terrorism, security, disaster recovery, and the root cause of conflict, to go along with the usual meetings on trade, agriculture, and economic growth. The event is estimated to pump $20 million or more into the New York City economy, but it will also cost the budget-strapped city millions for police overtime for the 4,000 officers assigned to the event. And while the event is supposed to help New York look ahead, the security is reminiscent of the weeks just after the terror attacks. Concrete and metal barricades have gone up again in parts of Midtown. And near the Waldorf Astoria, the forum site, police are manning checkpoints with handheld metal detectors and checking car trunks. The FAA will even restrict flights in the airspace above the hotel. Across Manhattan, chain stores targeted for vandalism in past demonstrations, such as Starbucks and The Gap, are being guarded by NYPD officers. Protesters say forum organizers in September seemed to think no one would take to the streets out of respect for the dead.
We believe they opportunistically tried to take advantage of the grief and the mourning. That's not solidarity with New York.
Brian Becker is with the coalition Act Now to Stop War and End Racism, which will hold a rally outside the Waldorf on Saturday.
We believe that New Yorkers represent not just a tiny strata of bankers and corporate elite. There are millions of people in New York who are suffering deeply as a consequence of the effects of globalization right here in New York. 80,000 low-income jobs were lost in the last month alone.
Economists argue that those lost jobs had more to do with the 9/11 attacks than globalization, companies that closed or fled to New Jersey, not the Third World. Still, just as 9/11 prompted the forum to change its agenda, the day altered some protesters' tone as well. Demonstrators will be up against a police department whose public image now shines heroic and whose colleagues and friends' remains are still being pulled from the Trade Center wreckage. A woman named Starhawk, a veteran of protests since the Vietnam War, says the nearly 3,000 September dead could put a chill on the more confrontational tactics used by some anti-globalization demonstrators in recent years.
Most of the people organizing this action are New Yorkers. They've suffered the same things as everybody else. They've also lost people or lost friends or lost connections. That's why what we're attempting to bring is a tone of creativity, of vision, of healing, of hope.
In that light, some protesters are planning street theater, teach-ins, and alternative forums on workers' and women's rights and the war on terrorism. One activist said, "We'll be loud, but law-abiding, and we'll see how the police respond." An NYPD spokesman says the right to protest will be fully respected, but if there's property destruction or street violence, he says, the police reaction will be quick and strong. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, New York.